It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, a big day today at City Council and the committees.
Yeah.
Also, big day for Cook County residents who got their tax bills.
Taxes, yeah.
Mike Fouché is here for our weekly segment. Mike is the man behind AlderTrack subscription site that covers all things Chicago and Springfield. Good to see you, Mike.
Good to be here.
All right, so let's talk about this because we've been talking about it on this program for over a year. The mayor, this was back in the, I guess it was back in the spring?
October.
October. Jeez, we're already back for October. A year ago. They passed a tax increase, which was going to be a property tax increase. Record tax increase to plug the budget hole. We're all waiting for it.
Yep.
This is when it kicks in. What did Cook County residents see this week?
Booyah. They got a big happy surprise in their property tax bill, and you know, if you look at it, the Cook County board, the taxes for Cook County went up, taxes for the city went up in a big way.
Yeah, that's
and,
the big one.
You know, that was the really big one. So, you know, I don't mind saying I had a 4-digit increase in my property taxes this year. Yay. And, you know, what we should also be thinking is that the way that the city property tax was structured is that it's going to step up over 4 years. So we got 3 more years of increases. And, oh, yeah, remember that budget deal that was cut last week for CPS? One of the things is that the state legislature gave CPS the ability to raise their taxes even
more. All right,
let
me back you up here. So when you say they raised, so what we just saw, the sticker shock that we just saw when you got back from 4th of July, or if you were here at 4th of July on Saturday.
Right.
That next year we'll see an increase. The year after will be another increase
for the city. Yes,
and then another to so and at
so
that
you
point,
three more years
is it,
of increases is it baked in already?
Does that stay at that level at that point, or is this sort
well,
of like,
you know, I don't know, somebody, you know, might
but we're
go
not
up,
going
might
back.
Go down.
We're not going back to what
no,
we had.
It's baked in for 3 years of increases already, and so then there's other stuff that can come too. So you know, we know the CPS is going to have to raise their taxes. They need to come up with another $250 million at least, probably more. From property taxes, you know, so we should see another jump next year. Now, there's this other thing that's going on too, which is, you know, if well, before I get to that, if you can protest your tax increase, you can protest the assessment, the value of your home. And actually, somebody was telling me that in the last year, they've had a record number of assessment requests to the Cook County tax assessor, reassessment requests. And so, you know, maybe you can get a little bit of a decrease.
Which is a fascinating
whole
process.
Side process.
We should do a whole segment on how you do that. And essentially what they do. I read a story one time where it's as simple as I think there are 3 people who are on that board who are like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
don't really do any science to it. They're like,
you can now, if you're a homeowner, you can now apply online. So you just fill out a little form online
and you see that happen a lot when it comes down to associations and condos and people who are on boards. They will automatically assess or reassess or go back. Does that work? I mean, are people seeing relief from that?
Yeah, it works.
But I don't understand how that works, you know, if the city needs the money. Right?
Well,
how does that work, Mike? I don't get it.
Why are you asking this? This is about government. I mean, you know, how it works. It's the Keystone Cops. The Cook County Assessor is doing one thing and the city is doing something completely different. You know, you can't put those things together. So, you know, meanwhile, while there's all this going on, there's the assessment of your value and then there's the tax on your value, right? So the tax is levied by one body and then the assessment is done by another group of people. So you can seesaw in what you're actually paying. So we did a story a few weeks ago at AlderTrack on Cook County suburbs. Some of the southern Cook County suburbs are going to get assessed next year. And many of the school districts, because of the plummeting property values in places like Dalton and Harvey.
And Robbins. With Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. Right. They've been going down and governments haven't been able to get as much money because the assessment, the value of the property is going down. So, you know, you might 5% of 100,000 is less than 5% of 200,000. School districts in these areas, they have their property taxes capped. They're not allowed to increase beyond a certain percentage. So the result is that as the property values are going down
lower,
in those places, they're able to get less and less money. There are all these school districts in the south suburbs that are expecting that when the assessments are done next year, they're not going to have enough money to open their doors. So all this talk that we have about CPS needing a bailout this year, CPS needs a bailout, it's going to be way worse for these guys because they can't just increase their property tax. They could, but the values on the properties are already so low. You know, in a lot of these places, they have like a $55,000 home.
Let me ask this politically, and you've been around the game long enough to know that we saw with Governor Pat Quinn, he raised the income tax, and quickly everybody was out to get Pat Quinn, and he lost the election to Bruce Rauner. Does Mayor Emanuel, does he have any, when these bills actually hit the mailbox of all the Cook County residents, Is he politically in hot water? Is he in trouble where people are going to come out and say, I'm not voting for this guy ever again. Rahm Emanuel did this.
And it's going to happen for the next 3 years. I mean, until 2019, you know, 2018, I think, is the last year when there's an increase. But, you know, that's going to be pretty fresh in people's minds. And they're still going to need to come up with more money to pay other stuff. I mean, the budget that they assumed for the next few years would be level over previous years. That's never happened. You always need more money for something.
Is he going to sell the political story that this was, is he finally going to say, this wasn't me? This was Mayor Daley? This was someone before me? This has nothing to do, I'm just fixing it?
He's never said that.
He's never said that, but he should.
He's never said that. And I'm not sure that necessarily helps him, you know, to blame kind grandfatherly Richard M. Daley now. And, you know, so, but he has been very steadily saying, we're fixing one problem after another, and we're fixing it. And, you know, he's been pretty confident with that message. He's been pretty relaxed in the last few press conferences. Actually, in the last press conference, I wasn't there, but one of our reporters was. Afterwards, he sat around and hung out with the reporters for like 20 minutes and just shot the breeze.
Wow. That's new.
Oh, my gosh. That's like FDR kind of stuff, you know. It's you expect him to just
like Blagojevich type stuff.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Well, let's not make that comparison. But you know, I mean, so I think he feels pretty good about where he is and where he's going, and you know, he's still got a lot of bumps.
Mike Fouché is a guest tonight. Our regular segment here on The Download. Mike Fouché, the man behind AlderTrack, the subscription news site, which is getting a name change. We'll talk about that coming up here after the break. We'll also talk about the City Council committee today on police and how that went a little haywire. We'll talk about that coming up here on The Download. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin, Mike Fouché in studio, the man behind AlderTrack. But before we go any further, what's this name change business?
We're not going to be AlderTrack anymore.
Really?
Yeah. We're going to be The Daily Line.
The Daily Line. Why the switch?
DailyLine.net. Because, number one, we've always had aspirations more than Chicago. And to be talking about Alderman, AlderTrack, Chicago. That's how we got started. We were following Alderman, but we're way more interested in just Chicago. We're way more interested in just Chicago government. So we're changing our name to The Daily Line. And the other thing is that we're launching this really super awesome website on Monday that's going to have the ability to be able to log in and search past articles, which you can't do right now.
Right.
You'll be able to find out all the doings of Scott Wagasback and your other favorite political people.
Sure.
And then we're also going to have a monthly subscription. So you're going to be able to subscribe monthly rather than annually. And so rather than ponying up $400 at a time, we're going to have a $25 a month fee that we're going to be launching out.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks,
I know it's
man.
Tough name changing a new site and things like
that.
Yeah, so
right?
I'm sure that
you
you're
pulling what is available out on the web? What domain can I get? Yeah. Mike's Party House was taken too. That was too bad.
.gov?
.mil.
.mil.
.mil. Yeah.
I've seen the ladies from Chewing, the old Chewing the Fat podcast, now Chewing, Louisa Chew and Monica.
Yeah.
Ng, they did Chewing.tv.
That's pretty sweet.
Oh, no. That's not. No. Chewing.xyz.
.xyz.
I like that.
There's also Club. Mm. You could do .club. There's .club. .pro.
That's where I would start up www.inda.club.
Inda.club. I bet you that one's taken. Some smart guy's already gotten that one.
And if not, they're doing it right now.
Right. You could do pro.
Yeah, pro club.
JustinCoffman.pro.
.pro. I'm still with club. I like club.
JustinCoffman.club. Well, I'm going to go buy that when I get home.
JustinCoffman.inda.
I'm going to buy that at home.
.club.
We'll do that. JustinInda.club.
All right, back to the news here. Today, city council committee hearings were taking place, one on police. What was the we'll talk about what happened at the committee meeting, but what was the meeting for?
So back in June, Lori Lightfoot, who's the president of the police board and also the chair of the Police Accountability Task Force, they did this huge study on all the problems, and they did an amazing job with this report, mm-hmm. is that she held a press conference in June that said, hey, look, you can't just come up with a bunch of reforms from people in the mayor's office. You have to be engaging the community. There are many, many experts in Chicago and around the country that know how to get this stuff done right. We demand, we expect to see some transparency and to be engaging the community. And lo and behold, about a couple hours later, the two city council chairmen, the chair of budget committee, Kerry Austin, the chair of the police affairs committee, Ariel Raboira, said, oh, we're going to hold a hearing on that. I'm so glad you mentioned that. It's going to be on July 6th and 7th. Cool. Mark your calendar. So, you know, that we were like, oh, cool. You know, it's like 3 weeks from now. There'll be plenty of time to do something good. That'll be really great. Well, not so much. And this is what was really crazy. We sat down on Tuesday and we're like, okay, what's going to happen on Wednesday? We should look into this. And we started calling all these people who are experts in police affairs kind of stuff. And, you know, we called the ACLU. Oh, yeah, we got a call on July 4th. What? They got a call. They were invited to a hearing on Wednesday the 6th on Monday, July 4th.
So they, because of the holiday weekend and everything else in between, they just never got around to putting anything into this hearing.
Well, they could have called a week in advance, you know, and many other experts weren't invited. It was a small group of people. We called the police department. Were you invited to be there to testify? No, we were not invited to be there to testify. So there was this kind of crazy thing about, well, what are we doing? And none of the aldermen publicized the hearing. You know, typically something goes out in an email or they tweet or they do something.
Yeah, right.
None of that was done.
Why,
so it was
why
sort of
Mike?
The darkness.
Why, I don't understand why keep when the goal, the stated goal is to have a public hearing, why try to keep the public in the dark?
I don't know. I think they forgot.
I think so, too. I mean, I think it's just, or I mean, they're coming up and they're like, oh, we got this thing on Wednesday. Totally forgot about it. Let's hurry
get
up.
There.
And,
And it's on Thursday. We got another one. What a bummer. So, I'm joking. And I think that what's more realistic is that members of council were hoping that they would be able to have this hearing right after the holiday weekend. A lot of people are on vacation. You know, you forget about it. Oh, yeah, we had the hearings. But it turns out there's a bunch of people that actually really care about this. You know, people getting shot.
Go figure.
And so there's a lot of people that really care about something like this. And so then what happened today is that there were a number of protests and press conferences before saying, you know, we shut down these hearings. They're no good. They're not transparent. There's nothing that's going to come out of this. And then when they did have the hearings, person after person today testified saying, this is not a legitimate process. Anything that comes out of this is not going to be useful. You need to actually go into the community. You need to actually leave City Hall and go talk to people. You need to get real experts. We're not going to legitimize this process. And so they're going to have another one tomorrow. And we asked for a list of who's going to be testifying. And it's not a very strong list for tomorrow either. So, I mean, there were
community activists and people who did come out and they said, this is a sham. And so far, we need more public input.
There doesn't
seem to be, and that's what the papers kind of grabbed out.
Right.
There doesn't seem to be a mechanism in which the public are being engaged in this process.
Which is really kind of amazing because it's not hard in order to find these people anymore because they're constantly making themselves known in the public eye. It's not difficult in order to find the people who know something about police policy. There are many organizations around the country that are experts, that are well known. You know, do a Google search. You can find these places. It's not hard. And it seems that members of city council are just not capable of doing that.
You were around City Hall today or this week, you know, after the 4th of July holiday. One thing that came out is, you know, that the police came out on Sunday and had a press conference saying that they had managed the violence. I think that they had smaller numbers than the year before.
They did.
And then right after the press conference, there was a rash of shootings overnight between Sunday and Monday.
Right.
What is the feeling from lawmakers, politicians, authorities when it comes to the success or failure of this 4th of July weekend? Do they see it as a success? Do they see it as a failure?
Well, first off, the big thing that happened this last weekend is that through shuffling of schedules and getting certain people onto the street and out of the office and onto the street, there were effectively about 1,200, 1,400 more police officers on the street, which is a pretty big number. And by the way, that's the number that around 1,200 is the number that, we keep talking about is the lesser number of police that we have in Chicago than we had about 6 or 7 years ago.
Interesting. Okay.
And so, you know, maybe there isn't much of a coincidence. So that's something that I think is important to keep in mind. But another thing that folks that I've talked to that are in policing and stuff like that in criminal justice reform is they kind of talk about it like a stress ball. You know, if you're just going to go and hit it with a whole bunch of police officers in an area, you know, when you squeeze the stress ball, it gets bigger in another place. And that's essentially what people expect to happen because there was a limited number of shootings and there were a lot of arrests of strategic people this weekend. We can anticipate that there will be some other shootings later. I think that there is a much larger endemic issue that's not being dealt with.
Is there any way, Mike, when we talk about more police officers on the street, and you talk about that number 1,200, is there any way, or are we hearing it at all from the police department or from the city, that they are attempting to boost the numbers of police officers here in the city of Chicago? Or is that
true numbers of officers? There's small numbers. I think they've added like 100 more or something like that. Badged officers, sworn officers. And I think one of the other things that Superintendent Eddie Johnson is trying to do right now is to increase the number of civilians that are working in CPD and moving out sworn officers out of positions that they don't have to be in. That's something that they're constantly doing so that there are more sworn officers that are actually working on the street.
You and I, we should set something up in the next couple of weeks, maybe get somebody in from FOP or police or anywhere to talk about that. This I think that there's more to be talked about, the idea of the roles being shorter and smaller than they were 6 or 7 years ago and how that actually equates to violence.
But
on
really,
the street.
Ultimately, we're looking at not a true increase in the number of police officers. We're still huge amounts of overtime, and the reason why there's so much overtime is that some people argue there's not enough officers that are working.
Mike Fouché from the DailyLine.net. There you go. That's the new name. I like it.
Yeah,
the Daily Line. Mike Fouché. You can find it all about Chicago and Illinois politics. Mike, good to see you. Thanks for being here. See you next week.
Thanks a lot.